Four Places to See God, by Krishna's Mercy.
Tad Vidhi Pranipatin Pariprashnin Sevya Updekshanti Te Jnana Jnaninas Tattva Darshinaha.
Quote, just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.34.
The credit for the transformation goes to the Guru. I previously was a skeptic. I was not a believer. I almost mocked people who did follow. Not directly to their face, but I pitied them for putting hope and prayer on something they had never seen, nor were expecting to witness anytime soon. I considered it an unproductive way to deal with being bewildered by the material energy, with this crazy thing we call life and the subsequent, guaranteed end known as death. The spiritual master changed everything for me. I did not insist that they show me God. I was wise enough to avoid behaving so foolishly, but I still knew nothing about my true identity. I had no clue as to why I am here and the cause of my suffering. The Guru gradually showed me the way, as he has for countless others. This is the potency of the Parampara system, with the highest wisdom, the absolute truth, descending through a chain of succession. Empowered teachers saw the truth for themselves. The Sanskrit term is tattva-darshi. They were then able to pass on that vision to others, and the proof is in the amazing vision of God found in all areas of life, even in places one might not expect. 1. In the dark rain cloud about to drop torrents of water.
I was driving home one day and the traffic was bad. I was totally stuck, with nowhere to go. Not atypical for a Friday afternoon commute, as most people were rushing home to relax for the weekend, but something caught my eye on the horizon. It was the color, in particular. It looked as if it were about to rain. I had read about the Shyama color from Shastra, and how it compares to the complexion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. God in the personal form, in his all-attractive Vigraha, has this unique color to his transcendental body. I felt so moved that I had to take a picture. It felt like the Supreme Lord was watching over us, taking care of everything. That rain was to be nourishing, but even prior to the fall, the sight itself was a glorious reminder of everything that is good in this world.
2. In the vast and endless array of trees in the park, planted and coordinate by nature.
As a child, I never took notice. I would have no problem staying home and watching television for hours. I almost welcomed the dark, rainy days, since it meant that the family likely wouldn't travel anywhere. I wouldn't have to turn on my social game, exchanging pleasantries with people I did not see on a regular basis. In adulthood, things have changed. I enjoy nature. I love seeing leaves on the trees. I like to walk outside periodically, especially when the weather is suitable. In my latest venture, I could not help but notice the influence of the Almighty. The trees were arranged so beautiful, and this park was not designed by any government commission. Rather, the arrangement has likely been this way for hundreds of years. God is so smart that he knows exactly where to place things. His artistic talent is unmatched. If we want to replicate the natural beauty of the forest, we can try to copy it in a man-made production, such as a painting or drawing. Nevertheless, all glories to the original and the person responsible for it.
3. In the love and support of friends and family.
I think you have to have some sort of ego in order to survive in this world. Otherwise, what would be the impetus for working? You have to be confident in yourself to the point that you will produce output with some sense of competition. You want to outdo at least yourself, if not others in your peer group. At the same time, life is very humbling. I know that I could very well be in a different situation today. I had no control over the circumstances of birth. I have so much love and support from friends and family. This is an extension of God's mercy, I am sure of it. I am so lucky, and I am thankful for his assistance in guiding me through this difficult journey called life.
4. In the beautiful horizon.
Sometimes I like to just look at the sky. I could stare at it for hours. It is said that beyond the sky is the heavenly realm, and even beyond that is the spiritual world. We can try to force entry through the use of man-made vessels, but that is a temporary solution. For permanent residents, there is an application process, which involves worship in a formal sense and good behavior, i.e. karma. Rather than worry about where to go in the future, I love just looking out and appreciating everything that God has given. No matter how difficult my day has been, I can rest assured that tomorrow I will be able to see the sky again and be reminded of His amazing potency.
These are just a few ways the transcendental vision manifests. The self-realized soul sees the Supreme Lord everywhere, and so He is never lost to them. Because of this superior consciousness, they are never lost to Him, either.
Yo ma pashyati sarvatra. Sarvam cha mayi pashyati. Tasyaha na pranashyami. Sa cha me na pranashyati.
Quote, for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 6.30.
In closing, not with much effort to try, simply looking at the sky, something greater I can see, that of bluish complexion as he, and that support giving already, through friends and family steady, in this way reminded across, and so never to him lost.